And so we really don't know what he is going to do, except that he is going to use very high technology pictures, and we are going to look forward to those. Brother Tim.
Good evening. I suspect that you've enjoyed the weekend as much as I have. And as I watch you, I can see the energy that you're putting out to pay attention, to stay awake, all these different things. So I want you to take a deep breath now and just kind of let it out and relax, because now we come to a kind of a worship part of our day. And you're not the only one who doesn't know what's going to happen tonight. I have two parts to the program. First, we're going to sing together, all right? And I'd like the brothers to come up. These are our song leaders. And we're going to sing the first verse of a song, and then we're going to have you join on the remaining verses. Okay, so I'll tell you about that in a moment. And then the second half will be to show you some pictures. And you may have noticed the incredible array of technology in that back row. I mean, they're doing everything. They've got MP4 back there, and they're doing simultaneous broadcasting and recording and all kinds of things.
MP4 was last year.
MP4 was last year. Okay, we're probably up to MP9.3. I brought a technology that confounded them. And it's called slides. They could have handled PowerPoint. They could have handled any of these things. But I bring slides. I hasten to remind them that the technology which we will produce here or show you, God willing, measured in megapixels, is in the range of 13 million megapixels. And you cannot match that, boys, with your digital stuff today. So long live, what is it, celluloid film or whatever they used to make movies out of? Okay. Would you please open your hymn books to 264? Our group here is going to sing the first verse, and then we want you to join us on the other two.
celebration to be about this fall. Thank you.
actually only had one apprehension about this service. I thought that if you sang with us, it would be good. You know, it would be a good sound. And I didn't know I'd have so much trouble with the microphone. Actually, the only thing I was worried about was the chairman. Do you know what it's like to work with this chairman? Gosh. I have no idea what the timing is, but let's get the lights out really quick. You know, once upon a time, there was almost a fairy tale-like location for a convention. And it was called Asilomar. It was up the California coast and the beautiful Monterey Peninsula. And when the Bible students first went there, it was not very well known. And we almost had the place to ourselves. So people would come, Bible students would come from across the country to the Memorial Day weekend convention at Asilomar. And it was one, at least in my recollection, one of the first conventions that was truly in a retreat environment. We were separated from the world, weren't we? It was quiet, it was peaceful. The frieze was engraved with scriptures in that chapel, and we could hear the ocean roar. That's what us old-timers call the good old days. The other apprehension I had was remembering the names once they came up on the screen. Now, I'm going to tell you, first of all, that this is Goldie Wood, and you tell me what the other sister's name is. That's a test. Anyway, we may not get all the names, but they're going to touch our heartstrings nevertheless. The sponsoring ecclesia was the Bible Student Ecclesia in San Francisco. And it was a small ecclesia, but Brother Faye was one of the elders, and Sister Faye lent her enthusiasm to it. The Blongs were up there. The Seclemians were part of the class. Nanette was part of the class. Dawn Shoup and her mother were part of the class. But, you know, L.A. inherited that convention, and here we are on Memorial Day. So this is the Los Angeles ecclesia. In that same time period when Asilomar started. And we really don't have time to go through it all, but I don't know if Leon's still here this evening, but here's his picture. Lillian Fay is down here, Shirley Bruce in the middle, and there's quite a few others that you will see in some other pictures again. Okay. Martha Davis. So they did some good singing in those days, too. And you know who's singing tenor over here? Dr. Davis. Okay. Same time era, Burton and Ruth Brown. Now, this picture was probably taken at the General Convention at Chautauqua. This is in the 1940s. Burton and Brother Leroy Hart from up Bremerton way. Russell and Pauline Pollock. The Grabers and Farrell and Tom Fay. Adrian and Rose Graber. Brother and Sister Allen. Tom and Daisy Ride. Thank you. Tunis and Nettie Gary. Twelkers. Gwen and Wilbur. David, Ott, Vita Ott, and Sister Ott, I believe. The Rippers. Brother George Ripper and Alice. Irving and Holly Foss. Most of these brothers that you saw here were elders of the Los Angeles class. This is the maestro at the organ of all maestros. This was my favorite accompanist. If I ever led any kind of group, this is George Jeffries. This is Martha Davis's dad. He was the best. In that same time era, this is a group, this is back at the Chautauqua Convention, still in the 40s, and this is a group of brethren from New York. You see Brother Woodworth here, probably too many to mention, just names pop out at me. Laura Kelsey is here, Norma Mitchell, Sister Woodworth over here, that looks like Brother Hersher, not sure what he's doing in this picture. Sister Wassman, you might see some faces you recognize. The angle over here is not the greatest for me. You can probably see better. Okay, the chairman tells me I have to go a lot faster. So these will start to resemble a moving picture. This is Irene Roguski Mitchell working at the Dawn, same time period. These are workers at the Dawn. My dad is here, Ludlow Loomis. Brother Crumpled, Richard Sarasi, Gene Burns, Ken Rawson, Virginia Rawson. I think my mom's over there. That's probably 1951. I was hoping Ziggy Roguski was going to be here tonight. He's not, and I was going to ask him, who was this little kid that he was taking care of? 1950, a group of family was on its way moving to New Jersey. Okay, now this is a good one. This is worth a couple minutes. Can anybody guess who this family is? And can anybody, you get a special prize if you figure out who this fella is here. Ken Rawson. Isn't he cute? The Bleachers family. Walter, Edmund, Gene, and Mitchell, Mom and Pop, and their sister Lillian, Casper Owens. This was a convention in Saginaw. My mom was over here, Virginia Rawson, and Verna, her sister, Roguski now. This is Brother Sunbaum over there. This is the wedding of Ziggy and Verna with Virginia and Ken. This is the Anderson home in New York, about 1947 or so. And there's Stanley Yike, and probably his, I don't think they're even married then, but this is Steve Yike's parents there. Some of the Dawn friends, my grandmother, Sister Davis, Marie Pell, Peter Sawyer, Burton and Ruth, Nails, Davises, Grandma Brown. Brother Woodworth, Brother Wilson, and my dad. The Tiemeyer family. Okay. Esther is here. Maxine is there. Oh, a prize for who this is. Okay, this is Marty Davis, Brother Hull, John Hull, and Esther. Herschers. Here's my other favorite accompanist from San Diego. Sandra. Okay, another prize for this lovely group. And who is this down here? Terry Brand. This is at the Dawn, and this is Maxine when she was still Maxine Tiemeyer. That's Maxine. Later became Maxine Ost. Carnegie. So I think she was, wasn't she Maxine Ost first? Here's two young lovelies at the Dawn. Dawn Shoup and Maxine Tiemeyer. This is a Robert Ost Carnegie working the linotype at the Dawn. This is about 1967. Hasn't changed a bit. Peggy Jeffries and daughter. John Seelan. Molly. Jerry Jurd. Chris Six. Sweet Elsie. Sweet Esther. Art. Brother Cole. Remember Brother Cole? Tom there. Richard? Yeah. Brother Cooper, Thompson, Ken, Rick Buss, Paul, Martha Davis, Beth Davis. Okay. Here's a beauty queen. Okay, if we can make a quick change to the second group, I promise you, Mr. Chairman, it will just take a moment. This tray is not filled, so don't worry, folks. So is this Diana, or is it Lindsay? Lindsay, okay. Couple. We kind of miss them, right? Obie and Janet. That's my mom on the left. Binda, Allards, and Parkinson clan. Paul and Mary Malley. It's my dad. Langfords, we miss seeing the Langfords. Last name is Rice. He's probably 6'4" now. It's Katie? Okay, not 6'4". About beautiful 5'8". Sorry, Kathy's not here.
Okay, who can tell me the proper names of this picture? Lois Gorecki and Ruth Letke. Excellent. Panetta and Nanette. I'd like to point out to all you digital camera fans, look at the detail of the hair. And match that with your digital cameras. Okay, this is another one. Tim? Okay. He's 6'4" now. Where'd all that hair come from? Oh, he's wearing the hat of a very famous girls softball team in Portland. Nathan Hoffman messed up again. So we're back to Asilomar, and I just want to mention one more thing. This is a personal note. You know, there was one death at Asilomar, and was that Leona Brown? Yeah, I knew it was a Brown family, and that was an experience for all of us, and there were no weddings at Asilomar, but there was a wedding the week before, and it was 37 years ago, last week. And Louie and Faye wanted us to dress up in our wedding costumes, if you can believe it, but we didn't do that. So anyway, friends, there were a tremendous amount of blessings at that place called Asilomar. Tremendous. Who was it? The Twelkers. Okay. Thank you. Lord, add his blessing.
What a nice exercise in nostalgia. Another 10 years and there will be nobody in the audience that will be able to put names. We're going to end with Songs in the Night. Brother Russell Wojcik is going to read Songs in the Night for us. And then at the conclusion, we are going to all stand, and I'm going to ask Brother Krupa to dismiss us in prayer. No closing hymn. Brother Wojcik, please.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. 122nd Psalm, first verse. Those who hear the invitation to become members of the house of God, the house of sons, the antitypical temple, and who receive the invitation into good and honest hearts are indeed made glad. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. We couple this with a familiar expression by the same poet prophet who declares, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Not in earthly houses, not in earthly temples do we hope to dwell forever, but those who become members, living stones in the spiritual house, the heavenly temple now under construction, will indeed dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For them to go out would mean the destruction of the house, for of it they will be members in particular, as the Lord declares, they will be pillars in the house of the Lord and the ministers of his grace and truth to all the people. This text will be true also of the world during the millennial age. All mankind will then be invited to approach the Lord in worship, to approach the spiritual temple, the Christ, and through the Christ, to approach the Father, and all who shall hear the message and who shall obey it will be glad indeed, even as the message brought by the angels at the birth of Jesus intimated eventually the tidings of great joy shall be unto all people.
And now let us stand. We're going to ask Brother Tim to dismiss us in prayer.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for your many blessings on our behalf. We are most grateful, Father, for the gift of your Son and for the plan of salvation that provided. We thank you for the hope of the high calling. And Father, we thank you for the privilege of gathering together so peacefully this weekend. We thank you for the lessons we have heard. We thank you for the fellowship that we have enjoyed. And we ask, Father, that your Spirit would be with us, that through these experiences and through this weekend, we might be built up in character, likeness, and in our faith. We are mindful of our brethren scattered the world over who is not as fortunate as we are. We ask that you would be with them in a special way. Now, Father, we thank you for this day. We look forward to tomorrow. We ask that you bless us as we go our separate ways. And if it be your will, we'd be happy to gather again tomorrow. We thank you for these things and pray for these things. In Jesus' name, amen.